This is tea and tukas and fuzzy socks. They answered something meaningful. A Star Wars The Clone Wars fanfic. It is rated for general audiences and no archive warnings apply. It features the relationship Cody/Obi-Wan Kenobi and has the tags Alternate Universe, Canon Divergence, Order 66, Didn't Happen, Established Relationship, Sick Fic, Loth Cats, Pet Names, Warm and Fuzzy Feelings, Presents, Forehead Kisses, Fluff, Caring Obi-Wan Kenobi, and Cody Needs a Hug. Summary. When Cody's minor cold turns out to be more than just that, he ends up bedridden for a few days. But Obi-Wan is there to take care of him, as well as their Tuka to keep him company. Cody didn't know how long he'd been drifting in and out of wakefulness. All he knew was that his eyes were currently open, that the afternoon light had shifted considerably across the bedsheets, and that Obi-Wan was poking his head in through the door. "Oh, darling," Obi-Wan said as their eyes met, in a voice so soft and tender that Cody's heart did a little irrational jump in his sore chest. "Hello. You're awake?" Cody had to wet his lips before he could speak. His mouth was drier than the plains of Geonosis, and somehow dustier too. "I think. I don't know." At that, Obi-Wan laughed softly. He'd started doing everything softly around Cody the past few days. Softly bringing him sweetened tea and thinned broth to sip. Softly fluffing up Cody's pillow while Cody dragged himself into the shower. Softly reading to Cody from across the room as they kept their distance, and the bedroom window open so the noises of Coruscant's evening traffic filtered in through the half-drawn blinds. Cody didn't mind. Didn't feel patronized for once. He didn't mind a little softness after what they all, had gone through. "There's someone here to see you," Obi-Wan murmured now, opening the door a little more. "You?" Cody asked, without bothering to keep the hope out of his voice. "And someone else," Obi-Wan confirmed. Before Cody could ask his spouse to specify who, there came the scrabbling sounds of claw-tipped paws on wooden parquet, underlined by plaintive mules. A dark brown blur pressed past Obi-Wan's ankles and made a beeline for Cody's side of the bed. For a few moments, all that was visible over the edge of the mattress was a tail proudly raised like a battle flag, carried across the field in a bobbing trot. Then, two pointy ears rose into view, followed by a rotund head with large, gleaming eyes, and finally, a lithe body covered by graying fur completed the picture. Cody gasped as he watched Sergeant, the elderly Tuka they'd adopted a few months ago, clamber onto the mattress in a more or less dignified manner. "Sergeant on deck." Sergeant chirped at the mention of their name and came mincing across the bedsheets and a better part of Cody's stomach to butt their head against his chin. Cody laughed, ignoring the pain that cropped up in every part of his body at the sudden quake, and brought up a hand to bury in the Tuka's warm, clean-smelling fur. "There you go, you two lovebirds," Obi-Wan spoke from the doorway, a smile audible in his voice. "I'll leave you two to it while I go pick up a few things in the kitchen. Be right back, my loves." Cody would have loved to reply something witty, but seeing as he currently found himself under difficult conditions, that was impossible. Said difficult conditions being the fact that Sergeant wouldn't stop rubbing their cheek against his, getting fur in his mouth and eyes and pretty much everywhere else. Spluttering, Cody finally managed to detach the molester from his face by the method of scruffing them. He kept Sergeant there, trapped against his chest as he rubbed his hands through their fur and smoothed their ears flat against their skull. Sergeant was purring like a defective Lardy engine ready to propel itself straight up through the roof. Cody didn't doubt that if they went on long enough, they'd actually manage. "Who's a good Tuke?" he said more than asked as he continued working them over like a loaf of dough. He already knew the answer. "Who's the best Tuke, huh? Yeah. You, that's who. Yes, you're very handsome. The handsomest in the whole galaxy." "I wish you'd talk to me like that," Obi-Wan said as he stepped through the door, voice muffled by a cloth mask that covered his mouth and nose. On a tray in his hand sat a paper-wrapped parcel, and next to it, a teacup that steamed with contents, which were probably scalding hot and sweetened to perfection. "I do talk to you like that," Cody answered as he ignored the twinge in his back and shoulder to tickle Sergeant's broad chin. "You just never believe me." Obi-Wan's brilliant blue eyes twinkled at Cody from above the mask as he put down the tray on the nightstand and set out the tea, complete with a saucer and a spoon. "How can I believe your compliments when I know the handsomest man in the galaxy to be the one currently lying in my bed, struck down with an aggravated case of scarlet fever. Cody made a show of leaning forward and pretending to whisper in Sergeant's ear, "I believe the General's flirting with me." Sergeant gave an approving meow, to which Cody added a grunt as the various pains and aches in his sore limbs and joints flared up at the movement. "You make all this sound like a battlefield injury, when it's, in fact, worse." "You should have thought about that before you decided to not go see a doctor and sit it out," Obi-Wan replied breezily as he stirred the steaming tea for Cody. "But it was just a sore throat and a runny nose." Sighing, Cody let his head fall back and his eyes closed. Warm weight pressed his body back into the mattress as Sergeant curled up on his chest, still producing an incessant stream of purrs and chirps. "I thought that's just what a normal cold is like." Obi-Wan's consternated gaze was felt without being seen. "It's decidedly not normal when you start having difficulty swallowing because it hurts so much, Cody, love. Why didn't you at least go see one of our former medics?" Cody cracked one eye open. "Now you know how it felt to work with you during the war, darling." He could almost see the funny little curly thing Obi-Wan's lips always did when Obi-Wan realized he'd been had. "Touché." Cody allowed himself a grin before he nodded at the small parcel Obi-Wan had taken in hand. "What's that?" "Oh." His husband reached out and gave Sergeant a few good back rubs before wiggling the parcel in front of Cody's nose. "While you were asleep, Waxer dropped by with a gift from Wooly. It's for you. Shall I open it for you?" Seeing as he currently had an armful of purring Tuca, which quickly could turn into vindictive Tuca when being shooed away too rudely, Cody nodded. "Please?" Sergeant's ears twitched as the room filled with the crinkle of wrapping paper being ripped open and folded back. Then, Obi-Wan gave an appreciative hum as he extracted the parcel's contents. "Oh, will you look at these? Here, Cody, touch this. Don't they feel nice?" Cody felt something warm unfurl in his chest as he brushed his fingers over the pair of fuzzy knitted socks Obi-Wan was holding out to him. They were a work of art, an elaborate ribbed pattern in shades of gold, orange, and white. The wool felt as soft and supple as clouds. The kid's certainly living up to his name. "I'll say." Obi-Wan ran his hands a few more times over the socks and held them out for Sergeant to inspect. The Tuca gave them a good sniff before they drew their head back and licked their nose, an action that was as good as a seal of approval. The corners of Obi-Wan's eyes crinkled up in a smile as he looked back at Cody. "Would you like to put them on?" Cody nodded. Then, when even that small movement made him wince, he frowned. I don't think I can bend down that far, even with Sergeant off my chest. The look Obi-Wan gifted him with was nothing short of sympathetic. "Believe me, I know how it is to feel sore all over. Anakin would have to help me put on my socks and boots after a few particularly nasty run-ins with Mauler Ventress. Would you like me to help you?" Cody took a deep breath as he tried to keep down all the love, all the admiration he felt for this man from bursting out of him in an unordered mess of words. "Please," he finally managed. "That would be nice." From the gentle way in which Obi-Wan sat down at the lower end of the mattress and raised the covers to extract Cody's feet, Cody knew he'd heard what had remained unspoken. All skill and no pain, Obi-Wan's fingers were cool as they wrapped around Cody's left ankle and lifted his foot off the mattress ever so slightly. Cody rested his head against the pillow. The faint noise of Coruscant traffic outside the window, the vibrations of Sergeant's intense purring fit on his chest, his spouse deftly sliding the soft socks onto his feet. It all made for a rather pleasant mix of sensations. Before Cody knew it, his eyes were sliding closed, and his thoughts were drifting off to a place he wouldn't even remember when he woke up again. He only resurfaced briefly to find that Obi-Wan had tucked his feet back under the covers, and that Sergeant had moved from loafing on his chest to loafing by his side, pressed close into the crook of his elbow as they continued purring up a storm. Warm, soft lips pressed against his forehead in a kiss, framed by a soft beard. "Get well soon, darling." "You'll get sick, too," Cody mumbled even as he pressed into the touch of Obi-Wan's cool palm cupping his cheek. "I'll make sure not to," Obi-Wan answered softly as he pulled his mask back up. "I'm sorry I woke you. Go back to sleep." Even though the war was over, even though he was safe, even though his body were safe, Cody obeyed the command without much thought. He'd learned to trust long ago. His general had been a wise man at war, a capable, competent, kind man. His husband, his Obi-Wan, was all that, and so much more.